This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and today's episode is a listener request. And it comes from a post that I put on Instagram last week, and several people commented and said, "Will you do a podcast on this?" The answer is yeah, absolutely, because this is, as I see it, our show. So anytime there is something that you want to hear more about, whether it's something I posted on social or something on the blog or in an email or any place else in the world, or something you haven't heard me talk about that you would like me to cover, this is our show. So let me know, and I will absolutely do what I can to bring that perspective on that topic here to the podcast. So the post that generated some comments as well as some emails was just a simple statement that said, "Create a life you don't need to escape from." And chances are most of us have seen something like that on a beach picture somewhere online that says, "Create a life you don't need a vacation from," or "where you don't dread coming back from vacation to your own life." And what I said in the caption on that post was really genuine. I said, it breaks my heart to see how many people are more excited about television, Netflix, reality TV than they are about their own lives. And if you find that you are currently in a place where you need to escape your own life via food or alcohol or television or anything, that is a red flag. And it's an opportunity to create a change. You are free in any moment and every moment to create a life that you are excited about living. And that might seem really far away. And you might have even convinced yourself up until this point that it's not possible. But it is. And just like you can convince yourself that it's not possible, you can absolutely convince yourself that it is possible. So if you feel like you need to escape into fiction of any kind, into comparison, into getting more pleasure from somebody else's life, somebody else's experience than you're getting from your own, it's time to create a change. One of the comments that came in on Instagram to that said, "I love this so much, and I realized I needed to make a change when I would get back from vacation and have some serious depression about getting back to reality. What is so wrong with coming back to reality?" She said, "I'm trying to find joy in the little things daily so I can stop looking forward to the day being over." When we have that sense that we're rushing until Friday, or we just want to get through another day, we are wishing away our only shot at this life. And instead of accepting that as the status quo because it's been your perspective for so long, or because you've always heard other people talking about their lives that way, see it as a huge flag and a glaring opportunity to make some serious changes. So somebody said, "Are you creating a podcast for this topic?" And I said, "Sure." I had also that same day gone a little bit deeper into these ideas on the blog. So today for this podcast, I want to take those blog ideas still even further. So some of this comes from the blog, and then at times is sort of, I'm going to take it off in another direction to give you some additional ideas and things to consider. This has been on my mind regularly. In fact, very recently, I was in somebody else's house. And when I got there, there was something on TV. I don't know if it was a TV show or a movie. Didn't matter to me. It wasn't familiar to me. And they were so emotionally engaged in a negative way. Like, they were angry at the TV, but not like playfully, seriously. And in my mind, I was thinking, do you know that this isn't real? Like, I'm sure you know it's not real, but you are actually letting this fictional thing truly upset you. And I'm all about getting into something that you're watching. I'll be the first one to say that I get really into football games, and it is way too soon to talk about Super Bowl still, so no Patriots talk at this point. I'm healing. I'm grieving. So I get it. I am all for being emotional in general and experience things and getting into things and really giving your attention and energy to things. But when you are giving more energy and more attention and more emotion, whether it's positive or negative, to something other than your own reality, there's a real opportunity, right? I refuse to sit on the sidelines of my life. And I wish more than anything that I hadn't done that as a kid and as a teenager and in my early 20s and in my mid-20s. But I did, because of my own issues with food, with myself, with my body, all of that. I was on the sidelines. I was not participating in my own life. And I was more eager to escape into food or television than I was to live my own life. In fact, I resisted living my own life because it wasn't comfortable for me, because I hated my body, because I got more joy from food than I did from my reality, my days. I was always looking to escape. And I wish that somebody had said to me, this is no way to live. You can't get this time back. You can't get this time back. So what do you need to do differently? How do you need to change your days, your ways, your behaviors, your choices, or your attitude, or all of the above, so that you are not trying to escape your life? You're not going to get back being 16 years old. You're not going to get back turning 21. You're not going to get back any of that time. So if you feel like you need to escape, choose to resist that pattern, to resist that habit, to break that behavior and really make some changes. I'm familiar with it, which is probably why I recognize it so quickly in other people when they're escaping their own lives or when they're more eager to get home and turn on the TV than to get home and experience something in their own real life. And it's probably why I feel such deep sadness, because being on the other side of that now and seeing all the years and opportunities that I'm not going to get back, I just really feel the need to help you create this change. Whether it's a small change that needs to happen or it's a big change, whether it's something that you only struggle with a couple days a week or if it's just the pattern of your life, don't sit on the sidelines, right? I refuse to live wishing for something different. Instead, I'm going to take that energy and I'm going to create something different. And I want you to do that too. No more of this surrender. No more of this sadness. No more of this giving the best of your energy and attention to something that's not yours. And if you recognize that that's even a little bit of where you are right now, what can you do about it? Where are you enjoying fantasy or somebody else's life more than reality? And one of the great tools here, and I think a lot of people don't think of this as a tool, but it really is envy or jealousy, especially as it relates to our thoughts about social media. Where are you living vicariously through somebody else? Whether it is their relationship or their body, their fitness, their nutrition, their lifestyle, the things they do, or their friendships. Let that be a little bit of a compass for you. Instead of getting so excited to follow them on Instagram or to read their blog or to watch their reality TV show, what do you need to change in your life? What is it that is so appealing to you that maybe you feel envious of in them, and what needs to shift in your life so that you have more of that energy or more of that thing that you are so drawn to? envy can be a very powerful tool. If you're envious of somebody's romantic relationship, do you have work to do in yours? Maybe turn off the TV and invest in your relationship so that you don't have that envy. Envy can point us to something we don't have, but we want. And instead of just wanting it, find a way to get busy creating it. Or maybe you're envious because you don't have a relationship and you really want one. Well, spend less time on Facebook and go do something in real life. I get completely how tough this can be to do as a grown adult. It's not as easy to meet people when you're out of college, right? Or in my case, I work by myself, for myself. I'm by myself all day long. But look, you can either focus on the problem or you can participate in the solution. I've shared repeatedly here that this relationship thing is a huge focus for me right now. I started taking aerial yoga classes. I started taking guitar lessons. I joined a new gym. You can take a class like that and get involved with a different group of people, or there's lots of free ways. There's all sorts of free meetups for different interests. We live in such a great time on the internet where whatever it is that you're interested in, you can find something related to that near you. Spend time at the library or at a coffee shop or go eat dinner at a restaurant in a night where they have trivia or karaoke. If you're finding that you're envious of somebody's workouts or somebody's body, use that as a tool. Instead of judging yourself or feeling less than or just watching them and getting more joy from their life than you do from your own, take that time and invest it in something that is going to move you in that direction. One of the very first changes that I made when I was at my heaviest and I was in a dark, dark place in my life. This was before I joined a gym, before I started improving my Chick-fil-A breakfast order. I bought a treadmill and I was not going to be running. I was not even going to be speed walking, but I had a little, there was a downstairs bedroom in my home that was my quote unquote office. But usually what that meant was I would retreat to that room after work with food and watch TV until I got tired and went to bed. So I said to myself, all right, if you are going to watch TV, whether it's football games or reality TV or anything else, instead of sitting in the chair, be standing on the treadmill and have it powered on. And what that meant usually was walking at like 1 mile an hour, which is barely moving. But it was an improvement for me. If I was going to enjoy escaping into somebody else's life, I was going to at least set a standard for myself that I'm doing something about my own. Whatever it is that you feel is missing, is lacking, that you're sad about, that you feel you need to escape from, hold yourself to a standard to at least do something about it. Guys, life is short and it is so precious. And just over Super Bowl weekend, a 26-year-old linebacker with the Indianapolis Colts was hit and killed by a drunk driver. And surely hundreds, if not thousands, of other people died unexpectedly that weekend. And more will die unexpectedly today and tomorrow. It could be me. It could be you. It could be somebody that we love. Somebody that we think we have so much more time with. Do we have to face tragedy to start appreciating and living our own lives? And I'm saying this with so much passion because I desperately wish that somebody had said to me when I was 14 and withdrawn and not living my life and just wishing for a life more like somebody else's. Often it was more like my older sister's. I wish somebody had said, you're not going to get this time back. So whatever that change is that you want, give it some of your energy. Give it some of your time. Do we have to wait for a crisis to decide to live instead of just existing and going through the motions? I share regularly that I'm a big fan of classic Stoic philosophy, Marcus Aurelius, Epictetus. And there's a quote from Epictetus that always smacks me across the face whenever I see it. I shared this recently with my master's club and fat loss fast track clients. The Epictetus quote says, "How long are you gonna wait before you demand the best for yourself? How long are you going to wait before you demand the best for yourself? Or said a different way, how long are you going to keep giving yourself permission to settle, to live a life you don't enjoy? How long are you going to let yourself off the hook and not create the changes and the improvements that are possible for you? And if you are in a place where you're like, I don't have time, I don't have money, people who have less time, who have less money, who were less fortunate, have created dramatic transformations of their finances, of their careers, of their education, of their bodies. You're either going to talk yourself into your ability to change or you're going to talk yourself out of it. And what I'm saying is you're not going to get this time back. So really consider, if you are convincing yourself that you can't or that it's too hard, you are just as capable of convincing yourself that you can. And that living this way is a whole lot harder than fighting for the change that is possible for you. If you hate your job and it's sucking the life out of you and you're living for the weekend, start learning a new skill or start networking. Invite out to coffee somebody who's doing what you would love to do and just pick their brain. Ask how they did it. Build a relationship. Who cares if it's not somebody you don't know? It's probably going to be somebody you don't know, but don't let fear be the reason that you continue to miss out on your life. We live in one of the most amazing times in the world where you can learn anything and connect with just about anybody for free. And we all, no matter how busy you are, how many kids you have, how many jobs you have, we all have time that we aren't optimizing. If you want to lose weight, you can. If you want to get fit, you can. If you want to make more money or start a business, if you want to move and live near the ocean, you can. But you've got to change. And you've got to change the way you think. And you've got to commit to being a part of the solution instead of wasting more precious time. One of the first steps is to give less of that precious time to things that aren't yours, to watching somebody else live, whether it's a real person or a fictional character. And if you hear me saying that you shouldn't read fiction or you shouldn't watch TV, you're not listening. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that if you're doing it to escape your own life, use some of that energy to change your life because you can, because you are not stuck. You can either wish for change or you can be the change. You can sit on the sidelines and watch other people live, or you can get in the game. And it's not easy, but neither is wanting to escape your own life. That's not easy at all. And I'm in it with you. I'm trying to create a life that I'm wildly excited about. Not just like it's cool, it's good, because my life is good. But I want it to be amazing. And yeah, it requires that I step outside of my comfort zone. I'm watching less TV. I'm working every single day to build new relationships in my life and to take better care of myself. I mentioned aerial yoga and guitar. I started practicing TM or transcendental meditation. I'm simplifying because I refuse to settle and I refuse to live a mediocre life. And I want you to refuse to live a mediocre life as well. I want you to back up those desires with passionate action. I want you to channel that envy into creating change. I want you to try harder and live more and choose adventure because this is your one life. You're not going to get this time back. And who knows how much time you have? You can wish for change or you can be changed. I was going through an old journal entry of mine, which I do often. I flip back to past pages, and this is something I wrote down and was thinking about maybe a month or so ago. And it was about the power of hope and how hope can change us or not. When we bring the power of a future moment into this one, we can act in a way now that moves us towards something we want to experience later, right? So hope or desire can either be placed on some future moment where we dismiss the power we have right now to create change, or hope can be harnessed and really pointed at today, actions we can take today so that we can experience something more or different or better later. So you either use it to influence today or you use it as a reason to dismiss the power that is in this present moment. Get off the sidelines and create a life that you don't want to escape from. You don't need to escape from. Look at where you're feeling envy or where you're feeling dissatisfaction and use that as a tool. A couple of administrative things that I want to wrap up with. Administrative is such a crappy word and probably not even a good one, but our next episode is going to be on stress because I think this is a big factor that prevents us from taking action. So it's going to be practical ways to tackle stress, but also understanding the hormonal and metabolic impact of stress. So that's going to be our next episode. And then the other thing is the wait list for the Spring Fat Loss Fast Track is now open. The waitlist is now open for that spring coaching group. You can either go to primalpotential.com and hit the Work With Me tab to get on that waitlist, or you can go to the show notes page for this episode. And then lastly, Primal Potential Daily Bites is now live on Amazon's Alexa. Alexa is Amazon's virtual assistant, kind of like Siri. And the Daily Bites are daily audios. They're short. I think they're all less than 5 minutes. Some of them are answers to common questions I get. Some of them are motivational in nature. Some of them are informational in nature. Some of them are audios of the daily blogs in case you don't get over to Primal Potential on a regular basis to check out the blog. But if you have an Echo or a Dot, all you got to do is open up your Alexa app and hit skills, type in Primal Potential, you will see the Daily Bites right there. Hit subscribe, and then every day you're just gonna say, Alexa, play my flash briefing, and she will. So hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope it inspires you to create change. And if there is anything I can do to help or support you, do not hesitate to let me know. Have a great day. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.